In a time of competing global disasters amplified by climate change, three scientists who have advanced our understanding are sharing this year's Nobel Prize in Physics. Shukuro Manabe of the United States and Klaus Hasselmann of Germany are honored for their work on physical modeling of the Earth's climate, and Giorgio Parisi of Italy won for his work on complex systems. Parisi was asked about the urgency of acting on climate change at a press conference announcing the prize.
It's clear that for the future generation, we have to act now in a very fast way and not with a strong delay.
Joining us now for more on the significance of their work is Sylvester James Gates, Jr., president of the American Physical Society. He's also director of the Theoretical Physics Center at Brown University. Jim, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to speak with you and your audience.
An exciting day in the world of physics.
Yes, extraordinarily exciting. I can hardly contain myself. Please go on.
Well, in plain English, how would you explain the work on climate change that Manabe of the United States and Hasselmann of Germany are being honored for?
So, first of all, Dr. Manabe's work I call beachhead research because it was done quite some time ago. And at the time, there wasn't a lot of attention paid to it. But like that literary saying about mighty trees grow from small seeds, his work started really the serious work in physics about figuring out how the climate works, and not just the climate, but complex systems like the climate. Dr. Hasselmann contributed a deeper mathematical understanding, and so these two are rightly honored for starting scientists, and particularly physicists, wrestling with the question, how does the climate change and what impact does humanity have on it?
And what about the work on complex systems by Giorgio Parisi of Italy? What should we know about that?
Well, Giorgio Parisi's work is actually, it spans a large area. He talks about things like protons. He's also talked about something called spin glass. And it turns out sometimes electrons act like the glass in the window pane. And he's the first person to solve a mathematical problem about that. But he's also talked about flocking of animals, birds, fish. And so the unifying theme of his work is he looks at complex systems, looks for simple equations, and sometimes has been the only person in the world to solve equations that other scientists looking at the same problems have brought up.
I love your words. This is beachhead research. Tell us how groundbreaking this all is.
So I'd like to say this is grand physics on a grand scale for all of humanity.
Well, in just a few weeks, global leaders will meet in Scotland for the UN Climate Change Conference. How urgent is it to amplify this groundbreaking science right now?
So the science behind climate change is something that is debated often in the public domain. However, I think that one of the things that this particular Nobel Prize does is to give the good housekeeping stamp of approval. Nobel Prizes are not given out when there are deep questions about a particular scientific assertion. So we can have increasing confidence that when the scientific community says, follow the science about what is changing our climate, that that will not be turned over by some future observation or future work in science.
Well, mighty trees grow from small seeds, as you say, and this work is remarkable. Sylvester James Gates, Jr. is president of the American Physical Society. He's also director of the Brown Theoretical Physics Center. Jim, thank you so much.
No, thank you for the opportunity.